I've had a lovely week. I mean, I've been busy, which has been good, but I've been able to spend just so much time with the Lord. And I love it when you just go into that place with Him, you know, and the Lord shows us the things that are to come. You know, when we dwell on Him, the things He places in us. It's so exciting. And you know, I don't know whether anybody ever has numbers that come up all the time. And I have 333. And this week, every time I went to the bathroom, it was 333. And I'm just going, this is amazing. I've got to take note of this. And then I was watching the tennis, boom, boom, you know, and anyway, these girls had been going for ages and they put it up on the clock. And it was 333. And I'm going, oh my goodness, because I'd been talking to Robin and I was just saying, God, what do you want me to preach on? What do you want me to say? And then up it came, 333. And I'm going, wow. So I just know that I'm just to really, this is for all of us, of Jeremiah 33:3. And it is, and God's just showing me so much this week as I've been seeking on it and praying with Him. So, you know, we've got to take note of when God speaks to us. And I just said, is this all for all of us? And He said, yes, it is. And it's call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And dear Doris rang me up and she said, you've got to listen to this speaker, Larry somebody? And anyway, I got onto it and I got filled with the glory of His presence. I actually didn't get out of bed till about 11 because I was just plastered and I was listening and he was talking about the revivals that have been before, and he talked about the ripple of a stone that went in the water, and you know the greatest revival is Azura Street, and then you know then another one came with Oral Roberts that time, and then it was the Vineyard. And then he said, there's going to be a revival that we've never seen before that's going to be far greater. So I was praying, and I just said, God, I'm so desperate for this. I'm in a place where I have to have it, Lord. I'm in a place where I want it, Lord. I'm in a place where, God, everybody's talking about it, but I'm saying, God, I want this revival to happen today. I want this revival to come. I call out to you. I call out with my whole being. I call out with every fiber of my being. I'm just saying, God. And I was lying in bed there and I was calling out saying, God, when are you going to come? This nation needs you. This church needs you. People need you. We are desperate. You know, I don't know whether I can say this, I can take it off the MP3, but when I heard the news about Jacinda, I was grieved and I started to weep. And someone put, isn't this a prophetic word? This is wonderful. This is a baby being born into a nation. Something new is going to happen. And I put, they are not even married. This is an illegitimate child. What are you talking about? And you know, I had Christians that told me I had no compassion. I was religious and I didn't know what I was talking about. And you know, illegitimacy has come over this country and we've got to call out to God and we've got to say, God, you've got to move in this nation. You see, everything's been milked. Everything's watered down. 50 years ago, if we heard something like that, we would have been horrified. You know, I've got this utmost highest calling book that I'm reading. It's on holiness, written 1935. But man, it speaks to me. It says that you've got to die totally. You've got to have a burial. You've got to die to everything. And I'm going, God, we have to call out to you. We have to be passionately calling out to Him. You know, we had a week in Hastings and it just grieved me where my family is. One of them, my sons, was arguing that about Israel because I had the Star of David. Well, that started off and things went explode. And I said, Tim, the Bible says that Israel is where Jesus came and it belongs to the Jews. What he argued, the Palestinians got everywhere. And it was like something wasn't me. God, you've got to move. We're getting so persecuted. We are getting so persecuted. And it has to be. And you know, my family and such messes. And you know, you can sleep around now and nothing matters. But God says, call unto me, call unto me, call unto me. This is a time when we have to call out unto me and we have to pray for this nation. We have to pray that it changes. We have to pray these prophetic words that are out there saying how wonderful it is. I love babies, don't get me wrong, but it's illegitimate. It's over our land. We have to pray for them. We've been deceived. And God says, call out to me and I will answer you. Isn't that powerful? I will answer you. As we call out, we've got to get out of our apathy. We've got to get out of our discouragement. We've got to get out of what the enemy places over us. You know, things don't go right. And people annoy you. And people perturb. And people, you know, I was with my family and I said to Clive, I'm glad to be leaving Hawke's Bay. Because we were in battle after battle. And, you know, we went in the car and, you know, we'd had amazing Sunday, the anointing, and the whole car was filled with the glory of God. We were singing the whole way. We seemed to fly like a chariot. We were there before we knew it. But then when we got there, I said, can we go back in our chariot, Clive? Can we go back into that atmosphere? It was like we entered the world. And God is saying there's going to be a move of God that you've never seen before. And I believe there's a new wind of the Spirit. And I've just got, the God just said to bring these scriptures up. And it's in Ezekiel. Whoa. And Ezekiel 37:9. And this is a prophetic picture for today. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds. The four winds. You imagine coming in this place today, four winds, and the Holy Spirit breathing on you afresh. I want it. I'm desperate for it. We've got to get on our knees. We've got to die. We've got to say, God, we call out to you. And thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these that are slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, exceedingly great army. And that's what God is saying today. You know, we've been lying down in our past. We've been lying down in things that have held us back. Things haven't gone our way, and we're sulking. Get over your sulking. We haven't got time to sulk. Holy. Oh. God said, rise up. Let the breath of heaven. He wants to breathe heaven. You imagine it. Just imagine heaven breathing into you right now. Just breathe it in. Heaven. This is heaven. Not of the world. Heaven. Breath of heaven. You know, but it's going to be a mighty wind. You know, imagine four winds. Yeah, the joy's working it out. I can just see her. One win from that way, one win from that way. She's going like this. That's good. I love it. We're calling it in. We're calling in the breath of heaven. We're calling in the wind of the heaven. We need to change. We've got to shake off the old. We've got to shake off whatever's happening. I tell you what, when I got back to Hamilton, I had to shake off all from Hastings, shake it off from nature, and then bless. Oh, I've got 10 more books of blessing. I'll bring them next week. $4 each if you want one. They're good. Hallelujah. But God says, I want to breathe on you. And you just, you know, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. We don't even know what it's going to look like. Yes, we do. Because God's showing me. God is starting to show me what it's going to look like. And I'm going to share what God has shown me, what it's going to look like. But it's going to be far greater. Because our minds can't comprehend. Because he's much deeper, higher, wider. Yeah. He's much everything. He's going to do it his way. And it's going to be so different to what we've ever experienced. You know, I look back at the time. And John David was there. At John Wimber's, eh, John? We got plastered, didn't we? And plastered some more. And then some more. And then we couldn't walk. And then we just laughed. And then we just cried. And then we couldn't even breathe. Because the breath of heaven was on us. And I was just sitting in bed. Were you there? Oh, you got to get it. We were there. I was young, and I wasn't so old. But, you know, it was like I was in bed. This is because Doris rang me. Oh, my. Doris rang me and said, listen to this guy. So I got in. And then I was just lying in bed thinking about when I got touched. And I'm going, oh, God. And, you know, I would go to a place to preach. And people, every one of them, would come under the anointing. And wherever I went, people started manifesting demons. And people were being delivered. And it was like I wanted to be normal sometimes. But and Grace Collingwood says, would you take over my group? And I said, well, do you really want me to? And she said, yes, please. Well, I just opened a prayer. I'd been in the anointing, and when you carry the anointing, the atmosphere changes, and the whole place, they just said, give us more, give us more, give us more. We were all day under the anointing, ministering, demons fleeing, people's hearts healed, people getting filled with the anointing of God. And, you know, I've touched the presence of God. I've been where I've been in Toronto, where I could not stand, and where a man just kept going, where's that New Zealand woman, and just go like, poof, and I would just, whoo, and just, poof, and roll, and I'm going, I'm not putting my head up, and I put my head up, I think he's gone, and then I was filled again, and you know, I was filled and filled and filled again, and Helen was with me, and we just got, well, you be with her, everything happens. John David Senior was at John Wimber. It's all this coming back, hey? Amazing. But God said it's going to be even greater. But he wants us to call out. He wants us saying, call on me. Jeremiah 33:3. Let that go into your spirits. Call unto me and I will answer you. Do you want to see the TV1 at the doors? Waiting to get in to see what's happening in this place. I visualized it. They're waiting. They're wanting to get in. And they get in and they get plastered. You know, at Toronto, you see a few that come in their suits and their ties and they sit there like this, you know, and I'm going, get them, Lord, get them. And by the end of the week, they are filled to overflowing because they're in the anointing. Yeah. And the anointing from Toronto then, it honestly went right out to the airport. Because when the plane landed, when you got out of the plane and getting your suitcase, you started to shake. And I'm going, God, I call out, I want more than this. And you get in the building and you think, this building's shaking, we're in earthquakes. And it shook, didn't it, Joanne? Under your feet. And it was the anointing of his presence. You know, God is saying, call out to me for the next move of God. This nation needs us to shine with the glory of his presence. Holy is the Lord. Holy is he. He wants to use us. He wants to each. You know what? When the Holy Spirit's moving, this place will go day and night. And you might be saying, I want Trisha's position. Well, I tell you what, everybody will have Trisha's position because everybody will be preaching. Everybody will be up there ministering. Everybody will be helping. It will not be a one-man band. God is preparing you. You know, there's something in you. I want to preach. I want to do. It's coming. Call unto him and you will fit. You will do. You will be who God has called you to do for such a time as this. I see it in the spirit. And you won't want to go home. But sometimes you'll go home and someone else will rise up. There'll be worshippers. It won't be just Nikki and John all the time. There'll be other people because they will be under the anointing. Whacked. John will be trying to go. He'll be your hands in the air, not on the. And the angels will take over. I tell you, church. Let's call unto him. Let's just say, God, I was like in bed and punching my bed and saying, God, you have to come. My family needs it. This New Zealand needs it. People are just so lukewarm and so the world has got into stuff that and the church can't even get a finger in. But God said, I'm coming with my finger. The finger of God is coming. I know, because I know there's going to be a move of God because I've seen it in the spirit. And God is saying, will you get desperate? You know, and you don't have to do all your religious stuff. You know, I don't even think I read my Bible that morning. But I was plastered in the spirit because I've been listening to this man that was filled with the glory. He read the scriptures over me. It was like I was so plastered I couldn't even have opened it. See, God's saying, my ways aren't your ways. You know, I was brought up in a quite religious church and you had to do your 1, 2, 3, this is what you have to do every day. And if I didn't do it, I felt so guilty. I go to bed and oh my goodness, I've got to get out of bed. But God says, call unto me. Yeah. I will show you great and mighty things. We're going to see it, church. We're going to see it. It is so close, I can feel it. I can taste it. I can taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I can taste what God is about to do. You know, when you think of Acts 2, I love Acts 2, and I know I mention it such a lot, but let's just... I don't know what verse 2, I think. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. There's our wind again, Joy, coming from four directions. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Holy Spirit, come and fill the whole house where we're sitting. Just come, Holy Spirit. We want you. We need you. We call out. We're just saying, God, we don't want it like this anymore. We want to shine. We want to be desperate. We just want to, Holy Spirit, we just want you and all your glory. Am I preaching? It's so in my heart. It is so in my heart. You know, and they were in one accord, and the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues. I love it. I've seen a photo in Mozambique, and the tongues of fire were on these children. They were just fire. And you know, we can't see in the spirit realm, but we don't know what's even happening right now. God is setting some on fire. The angelic realm is in this place. Oh Lord, we call the angels to stir up the gift within us, to stir up our hearts to pray, to stir up. You know, when we call, you don't need many words. We just say, God, we call out. We cry out for this nation. You see this nation. We want to be on fire. We need a revival. We need a change. We need it, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. He is so beautiful. He is so beautiful. He is so beautiful. He is so beautiful. He is so, so beautiful. What he's done for me, I want others to know. And I want to be an example. Whoa. I want to shine with his glory. I've done some stuff in the background that I'm not pleased about, and some people still bring up. But you know, as Clive said today, as we took communion, the past is in the past. You know, people from 40 years ago bring up your past, and I'm going, what? That's gone. It's gone. I carry the glory of his presence, but I know that I want to carry far, 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 far more. I want to be that people go electric shocked when they're near me. Wow. We've had a few fall off the seats when they've sat down beside us. I love that. I like it. They think they're going to have a little chat. Just a little chat with Helen and I. They just thought they were going to have a little chat. And boom, this vicar on the floor. What are you doing down there? Well, what have you got? What is it you're carrying? We've been in the presence of the glory. We've been in revival. You know, I got someone baptized in the Holy Spirit on the plane. Hallelujah. You don't have to be on a plane. But, you know, when someone sits beside you, they can't get away. I'm seat A, they're seat B. They're going to get the gospel. Hallelujah. And what does it say? They appear to them divided tongues of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. You know, things are going to happen suddenly. I'm seeing that when I pray things, God is doing it suddenly. And I believe, don't get caught out when revival comes. Learn how to lead someone to the Lord. Learn how to fill someone with the baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's going to be for everybody. Someone's going to sit next door to Nikki and say, I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you know, a lot of Christians come to me and say, how do I fill a person with the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Just lay hands on them. Be filled. Be filled with the glory. Be filled. I want to be filled so much more. I just feel I'm being filled as I'm preaching. But we need to be filled with his presence and his glory. Church has got to change. Church has got to be where the Holy Spirit just comes. Catch on fire. Call out to me and I will answer you. But I love this Pentecost day. But God said, what we're getting is even greater. Can I share what God's showing me? See, he says in the next part of the scripture, doesn't he? He said, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I will show you what's coming. I will show you. He wants to show you. You know, and you've got to, when my children, I'm going, oh, but I'm going to look at them filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what I see with them on fire. I've got my grandchildren on Tuesday, and just watch out. But I just like to visualize the next move of God. But as I said, it's much deeper, wider, higher than what I can even comprehend. But this is what I felt. I'll share what I see. There's going to be amazing repentance. There's going to be a fear of God like we've never seen before. People are going to be saved and baptized on the same day. So we will have it filled. That people, when they get saved, we can say, be baptized. Holy and purity is going to come into the house. And the Lord is going to habitate with us, with his people and his glory. People are going to be miraculously delivered in one encounter. In one encounter. The Holy Spirit's going to come. You know, I've sat down and, I've had heaps of, just getting delivered and, it's taken me years. But God said, I will do it in one encounter. Just one touch. Holy is the Lord. But you need to discern the times we're in. You have to discern what's happening right now. Hallelujah. I believe sexual perversion will come down like a ton of bricks. People will be delivered as they walk in the building. Pornography will be out of the church. Every sexual perversion gone in Jesus' name. You know, Hollywood is feeding the whole world with debauchery, a cult, and even far beyond a cult that I can't even comprehend. But our God is much greater. You know, in the ads, these horrible creatures come and say, turn it off, try to. It's just, I don't want anything to come into a house. And it's like God saying that he's going to clean, he's going to purify, he's going to bring the gold. Bodies totally healed. Prodigals coming home. They're just going to come home. They're just going to want to be with you. And that's what it said. The glory's going to fill the church. That meetings will be continuous. And different people at the helm. And New Zealand on fire. And the harvest field. Souls. You'll be busy, Kevin. You won't have to bring out your charts. They'll just say, I want to be saved. Holy. You know, I believe sometimes when we talk to a person, they are so close to wanting to be saved. I find when I talk, they will say, what do you do? Or how do I get to the place where you are at? And I just share. It's so simple. It's the cross. It's the blood. It is Jesus. You know, we've got to... The gospel is so simple. And all this stuff out there that is happening, let's get back to the cross. Let's get back to the blood. The power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. So I just, we're just getting a glimpse and a taste. You know, how many times you've wanted to just give up? Way back I wanted to stop pastoring. There's times when the enemy comes in and you go, but it's like, no way will the enemy come ever to rob, steal my destiny that God has for me. He doesn't. The enemy's out to destroy and to steal your destiny. And you people that are, used to prophesy again. You ones that lay hands on the sick, God is saying, this is a time. I'm coming in revival. Start getting back. But you know, we've shrugged our shoulders. It's all too much for me. The world is just so terrible. You know, it's you know, my family, I just get so discouraged, and I thought the other day, I'll be going to glory and they'll still be the same. And God just pulled me up. He pulled me up and he said, Trish, I'm going to move on your family. I, as you have called out to me, you know, and I think you don't look at where they're at. You don't look at the messes. But you see, you know, I prayed for my children and I said, God, what are they going to do for you? What is their destiny? The Lord said, Timothy's a preacher of the word and he will preach and declare my word. And he said, Andrew's a bit like you, Trish, an encourager, an exhorter, and likes to pray and intercede and love on people and huggle and slurp. You know, she's like that. She's actually got more oomph than me. And Andrew, he's a warrior. He will go before and break new ground. And that's what I used to pray, and I've got to get back to praying it. See our children, you know, ask God, what are the destinies for my children and my grandchildren? We're coming into revival, and God is putting people in place, and we've got to hang on to the baton. We're running the race that's set before us. But I tell you what, before we go to glory, there's going to be the biggest revival you could ever see. Can you taste it? Can you feel it as I'm talking? Can you sense it? And I tell you what, you will be here well before 10 o'clock. You won't come in dragging your feet at 10:15. Oh, I better go to church. I'm a bit late. You're going to run. I know what seat I want today, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be in the anointing. I'm going to run to church, and even if it might be queues waiting for Clive to open up, he'll be here early, I'll tell you what. And if he's not, Stephen or Lynette will be. But it's like, this is what's going to happen, and we've got to change our mindsets. Who wants the glory of God to come? Who wants a revival? Who wants to be used so powerfully? Whatever it is in you, God wants to use. I know some of you are frustrated with me because I don't seem to have grabbed hold of that. But just give me time. It will happen. And I'm just loving where people are stepping up and doing things in this church. We are for that. We want people to be used for the kingdom. But I just say, let's just read this verse out together, and I'll get Nikki and John to have a last song. But can you put up that verse, Ian, in Jeremiah 33? And let's just pray it as a prayer. When you get home, read 6 and 9, because Clive's just, his little toes are going like this, and his hands are going like this, and his feet's going like this. And verses 6 to 9, so read that. But I just want to, that's the outcome. Yeah, so read that. But let's just say the scripture together. 1, 2, 3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So remember 3:3:3 and let the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It would, Father, I just want to pray, Lord, that there'll be an urgency, that, Lord, you wake us up in the Spirit. Father, that we want to get a glimpse of what you're about to do. Father, we just pray from the youngest to the baby right to the oldest, that they will be used in what you're going to do in this church. And it's not about harvest growing, it's about harvest being harvesting souls and seeing the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you.